This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alrighty. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشى ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming. الحمد لله رب العالمين. This will be the last one for this year and we're going to take off for 3 weeks inshallah. If Allah give us life and we'll be back mid-January inshallah. So we're going to go with Surah Al-Falaq. How many of you know Surah Al-Falaq? What a question, right? I was like, come on. It's okay. ذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع. Some people did not raise their hand. Either what are you asking about or you really don't know Surah Al-Falaq. Well, don't be surprised. SubhanAllah. Not everyone is blessed. I mean, some people, they know Arabic, they don't know it. Some people don't know Arabic, they don't know it. It's four ayat, it's five verses only, but it's not easy. It can be confusing very easily, unless you really know the meaning. It's interesting, it's the last chapter before the end of the Quran. So it's قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and it ends. So I'm going to give you more about the virtues. There's a lot of hadiths about it. There is a reason why it was revealed. And then we're going to come and see what does it mean. Before I start, everyone knows what it talks about. What does it talk about? طيب, so she said magic. The break of the day, that's part of it. But what does it talk about? Yani, if you are teaching a five-year-old or a seven-year-old, and you're going to say, you know, you need to use this chapter for the following. It's one thing. Bismillah. As a protection from evil and harm. It's absolutely right, but missing the most important. Right? Bismillah. Yes. Everybody jumped on hasad. If you want to bring the attention of women or people, talk about hasad. And talk about marriage and talk about children. Right? Everything you are saying is right. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it is not the main one thing that you're going to say to somebody. Yes? Allah is the protector. You want to get protected? Seek protection from Allah. That's what it is. He, another name for it, what? The two, al-mu'awidat, we call it. What's al-mu'awidah? From a'udhu. What is a'udhu? I seek protection from Allah. Here, when you say a'udhu, I say a'udhu bika. I say a'udhu minka. I seek refuge from you, meaning I'm seeking refuge from Allah. Usually, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran is أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah. Seeking refuge for protection, it's only from Allah, should be. Everything else is when Allah allowed it. Or I say, Ya Allah, protect me by not letting this person harm me. Or Ya Allah, protect me by sending someone to protect me. Are you all with me? Yes, people can protect me, but unless Allah allows it. And the same thing is the opposite. Nobody can harm me unless Allah allows it. And this is the famous hadith. One day, inshallah, we will do it for you. That it has a lot of principles of this deen, which Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas when he was a young boy. And he said, Ya bunay inni mu'allimuka kalimat. Young boy, he called him, he was behind him. And he said, come on in, boy, come next to me. They were riding, and he said, come to me, and looked at him and says, I'm going to teach you words. It's a long hadith. You know, some of you may know what احفظ الله يحفظك, guard Allah, Allah will guard you. But at the end, he said to him, wa'lam. And this is very important for us, living in this day and age. In general, no. لو أن الأمة اجتمعت, if the whole nations gathered to hurt you, they will not be able to do it unless they will hurt you with something Allah already have already written. Not only permitted, كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ, it's already written for you. And the opposite is true. No good is going to come to you, even if the whole nation. If we only live with this hadith, why you get afraid from people? And why you are so hopeful in people? Did you? Yes, we look from things from people, but they are not the main ones. They are the means. So go back to قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. It was revealed. There is a different opinion. Was it revealed in Mecca or was it revealed in Medina? There's two very strong opinions. Good number of the well-known Sahaba said it was revealed in Mecca, and another good group says, or major group says, it was in Medina. The author said it probably was in Medina, because what happened to Rasul happened in Medina, and it was revealed. So that's number one. It's only five verses, so it's very short. But if I can just show you how many hadiths about it, you will know that this chapter, and subhanAllah, Allah put it at the end. And in general, when we read a book, most of us, especially what? You read the beginning and what is going to happen at the end. And subhanAllah, and Allah, when put things, especially in the Quran, in general, but especially in the Quran, there is a reason. And sometimes we know the reason. Many of the times we don't know the reason. But Allah is the wise. So why it's called Al-Falaq? The name of the surah is Al-Falaq. What does Al-Falaq mean? In general, the urf, everybody knows, is the dawn. Right? Yes? But anytime you learn something in this deen, you need to know what does the word mean itself. So Al-Falaq is, in general, is when something breaks from something. That's Falaq. And Allah used it in the Quran in many of these. In general, when something breaks up from something. So this, which we most of us knows, almost everybody, is when the night or the day breaks from the night. So al-falaq, if you read, even I looked up how the Quran translates, and it says is when the dawn breaks. But the origin of the word is anything breaks from anything. This is the beauty of it. They say when, I loved it when they say falaq, meaning when you see in the middle of the mountains, you see some water flowing. The water broke from the mountain. That's falaq. When the plant, when you, especially for those of you who plant or who garden, when you put, especially if you put seeds, right? Or you put the tulips. SubhanAllah, I did it this year. And I put them, if you plant tulips, you get the bulbs and they tell you put the bulbs and cover it. You see nothing. And then within 2 to 3 weeks, you see it. Falaq. So remember, every time you see this, when something breaks up from something, that's al-falaq. So the name al-falaq in general is about this, but it is not only this. It's anything breaks up from anything. That Allah said it, faliqul habbi wal nawa. He used it fil an'am in chapter the cattle. He said faliqul habbi wal nawa. He talked about himself and he said he's the one who breaks the seeds and the pits from the earth. So al-falaq in general, when something breaks from something, even you'll say, but it has to be part of it. So usually it separates or break up in general, right? So the seeds from the earth, the water from the mountains, and I loved when, I never thought of it this way, when the water breaks from the clouds, is falaq, is the rain. SubhanAllah, I was driving, it was a very light rain, just very, very light. SubhanAllah. طيب. What is before it? Which we did 2 weeks ago. Right. As-samad. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. What is after it? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Why? What is the relationship? So قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. When we did it 2 weeks ago, what did we talk about? Just whatever stayed in your mind. We talked about, is all the chapter talks about Allah. right? And how we have to glorify him because who he is. Ahad, Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, right? The one and only, never been born, never gave or had children. Why now? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. So the first thing is, I seek refuge in the Lord of Al-Falaq, dawn. I loved it. This is really nice when you start looking into this. Again, for Ramadan, I give you a lot of homework for Ramadan. Right? Don't cook too much. Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of ladies who love to cook and they need help. So do it and you will get double rewards. Don't invite people. Very few. I really mean it. Very few people. Family is a different story. That's family. And make it simple. And make it with the spirit of Ramadan, not the spirit of what we made Ramadan, the reality of the spirit of Ramadan. And instead of 2 or 3 hours getting ready for this or that, get 2 or 3 hours learning about the Quran. It's the month of the Quran. So they say, subhanAllah, when I was reading, it's like, subhanAllah. They said, Surah Al-Falaq, you're seeking refuge in Allah. But how do you seek refuge from someone if you don't know really who is he? So he introduced himself before that. And yes, if he is the one, if he is the one who never had delivered, he didn't have children, and no one is equal to him, then yes, I'm going to go and seek refuge in him because nobody is like him. Did you see the point? How it is flows? And then first is al-falaq, general. Anything that will break up. And nas is people. The finale of the Quran is know who's Allah and beware of people. SubhanAllah. The finale of the whole Quran, right? Know who's Allah, seek refuge from it, with him, from people. And we do the opposite. We know everybody, focus on everybody, and Allah when we have time. And may Allah forgive me for anybody. SubhanAllah. So this is the what basically is in between. And then, of course, is the evil, which we're going to come to it, is the evil of the people. So basically, seek refuge in Allah. Take home message number one. Seek refuge. Don't seek refuge with anyone before Allah. Anything. Anything, even let's say you see an animal coming toward you, you're scared from that animal, right? Immediately, Ya Allah, protect me from this. And before you start thinking what I'm gonna do, so seek refuge in Allah to protect you from every evil that exists on this earth. And how many evils, including, why did he say specifically the night and magic? This is the two things specifically he talked about. First, everything that breaks up, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I seek refuge from the Lord of anything that breaks up. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. From the evil that exists in the creation. Right? And then he comes to the details. وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. غَاسِق is when the night becomes so dark. وَقَبْ became very dark. وَمِنْ شَرِّ نَفَّثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. What they blow in what they in the knots. We'll come to it in a second. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of magic. From the evil of the person who does magic. So general, seek refuge. And three things. The night and magic, as you all said. And so magic and the person who does magic. Coming to that, this here, the two quls or the two mu'awidat has a lot of virtues. Unless I'm going to just share, there's a lot of hadiths about it by subhanAllah. Imam Muslim, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said to Uqba ibn Amr, a sahabi, a companion, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, or he said, ألم ترى آيات أنزلت هذه الليلة لم يرى مثلهن قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس. He heard the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, don't you see there were verses revealed today. So obviously he was there when they were revealed. No other verses like them. How many verses in the Quran? More than 6,000. What does that make you? The issue we have, because we learn it from when we are young, because everybody thinks they know it, and we do, it's like, oh, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, right? Oh, just say the two قُلْز. So we need to bring ourselves back. I was like, yeah, the reason everyone knows it, and the reason, not because it's short, or it's at the end of the Quran, but it's because of this, and many of us are losing this, is no verses like them. That's what he said. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ آيَاتٍ لَمْ تَرَى مِثْلَهُنَّ. Nothing like it, subhanAllah. And that includes Ayatul Kursi. That includes all the other verses in the Quran, subhanAllah. And he said, that's the same sahabi, he said, أَمَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَنْ أَقْرَأْ بِالْمُعَوِذَاتِ دُبُرَ كُلَّ صَلَاةٍ. Before I translate, how many of you read it after every salah? If you don't, alhamdulillah, we are learning. That's why we're doing this. It's not, as I said from the beginning, it's not a tafsir like academia. It's, I need to practice what I'm learning and how long it takes you to read these. How long? About 5 minutes? Absolutely, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Maybe 2 minutes? Maybe 2 minutes? Right? Even less than 2 minutes. Let's assume 2 minutes. And he said, Amarani. He ordered me. This is his companion. He said, the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Why does the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam ordered us to do anything? Usually it is beneficial for us. And especially when he points this thing or that thing. Amarani Rasulullah an aqra bil mu'awwidhat dubura kulli salah, after every salah. Do me a favor, train yourself not to reach to that phone after salah. The best is put it far away and just sit down. And it's very difficult in the beginning, but Allah will make it easy. And just read it. Astaghfirullah, 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 at least. And then all the, the adhkar, all what we should say after salah. But at least these, because you know them. You don't have to go and learn something new. This is, make it a habit. So again, when you come to Ramadan, this becomes a habit. SubhanAllah. Now, the other one, it's also, this is Uqba ibn Amr. SubhanAllah, this was the Sahabi. He was with him when all this. This is the third hadith. And he said, بَيْنَمَا أَنَا أَقُودُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I was guiding Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning he was riding. And I was pulling, or I was guiding the animal, right? في نقب من تلك النقاب, in a place from those places. إذ قال لي يا عقبة لا تركب. He said to me, عقبة, come, you ride. Can you imagine? So he said to himself, فأشفقت أن تكون معصية. Look at the adab with the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, I was worried if I am not gonna go up, I will ride and he will walk, that will be disobedience to Allah. So I did it. See, the reason he hesitated, because he will ride and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will guide. So he was a little bit hesitant, but then he said, فَأَشْفَقْتُ أَن تَكُونَ مَعْصِيَةً. If I'm not going to do it, that's going to be disobedient to Allah. فَنَزَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَرَكَبْتُ هَنِيَّةً. He came down and I rode for a little bit. Here, he said to him, ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا عُقَبْ. He used like a nickname. He said, يَا عُقَبْ أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكَ سُورَتَيْنِ مِنْ خَيْرِ سُورَتَيْنِ قَرَأَ بِهُمَ النَّاسِ. Do you want me to teach you two chapters? The best ever that people will read. سُورَتَيْنِ. قلت بلى يا رسول الله. Of course. Yes, يا رسول الله. عليه الصلاة والسلام. فأقرأني. He taught me. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. قل أعوذ برب الناس. Now listen to this. ثم أقيمت الصلاة. When after he taught him, the salah time came in. And the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام led them in the salah. And what did he read? قل أعوذ برب الفلق. قل أعوذ برب الناس. After the salah, he looked at them. He said, كيف رأيت يا عقب? He said, what do you think about them? Subhanallah. He said, كيف رأيت? How do you see? Meaning, what do you think? Now the second order. اقرأ بهما كلما نمت وكلما قمت. Read them every time you're going to bed and every time you wake up. So two orders in one hadith. These two, which we all agreed, is not going to take 2 minutes. When I said 5 minutes, you all looked at me and went, 5 minutes? Alhamdulillah, 2 minutes. So 2 minutes before we go to bed, 2 minutes when we woke up, and 2 minutes after every salah. Difficult? Calculated 14 minutes a day. If you did it religiously, it's 14 minutes a day. What is 14 minutes a day? Alhamdulillah. طيب. Now, the other one. This is another Sahabi. And Abdullah ibn Abbas al-Juhani. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ibn Abbas. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to call them in different names. This is actually a sunnah. They call somebody the son of, or the father of. He didn't call them always by their first name. He said, Ibn Abbas, meaning the son of Abbas. Ala adulluka? You want me to tell you? أو ألا أخبرك بأفضل. Now memorize this. The third virtue of this. ألا أخبرك بأفضل ما يتعوذ به المتعوذون. You want me to tell you? Meaning, you want me to teach you? Of course. Do you want me to teach you the best thing? Now we all look for best things, right? The best thing which those who seek refuge with Allah should use. Right? And he said, Al-Mu'awwidhatayn. So anytime, apply it now. Let's bring it to our real life. You're scared. You're afraid. You're hesitant. You're anxious. Something, I don't know what it's going on, but I'm so worried about tomorrow. Something may happen. We all go through this. Sometimes we know why, sometimes we don't, right? May Allah protect you, somebody has a court date tomorrow. Somebody, let's say somebody is getting married and she's a little bit anxious, or he's anxious. اقرأ بهما. So whenever you are, when do I seek refuge in Allah? In general, when I'm scared, when I am worried, right? When I think an imminent danger is coming, I need a protection. In general, it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it's not a big deal for you, but it's a big deal for me, or vice versa. The best thing is these two. Did you know these? I can see the faces. Alhamdulillah. Now, another hadith, right? And here it's Abu Umam al-Bahri. He said to him, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكَ ثَلَاثُ سُوَرٍ. Now he said to him, that's a different companion. He said, I'm going to teach you. Do you want me to teach you three chapters? لم ينزل في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل ولا في الزبور ولا في الفرقان مثلهن. You want me to teach you three chapters? Neither in the Torah, nor in the Bible, nor in the Gospel, nor in the Quran, anything like them. Now the three quls. قل هو الله أحد. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. قل أعوذ برب الناس. Do we underestimate them? Do we underestimate them? Do we really know the value of them? I don't think so. Alhamdulillah, Allah is teaching us. Really, I really enjoyed this. I learned even more than probably all of you, because I was like, sometimes things you know, but you need a reminder, and sometimes things you don't. Look at this one, right? When we get sick, when you get sick, what do you normally do? Complain and complain and complain and find a reason and go for the best physician, right? Nothing wrong with looking for the best physician, but shouldn't be number one. Complain shouldn't be, right? But do you know that you use them when you are sick? And this is what it is. And this is actually in Al-Bukhari. Right, that there is hadith about using them for cure. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, السيدة عائشة said, she said, كل أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا آوى إلى فراشه كل ليلة, every night when he go to bed, جمع كفيه, he put his hands like this, you all can see me, right? الحمد لله. جمع كفيه ثم نفث فيهما, blow in it, in them, وقرأ فيهما, and then he starts reading, قل هو الله أحد, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, قل أعوذ برب الناس, the three. ثم يمسح بهما ما استطاع من جسده. Then he wipes over as many parts of his body. يبدأ بهما في على رأسه ووجهه. He starts with his head and his face. وما أقبل من جسده. And whatever he can reach from his body, especially the front. And he does that three times. So remember when he taught him, read it before you go to bed. Now Sayyidah Aisha is describing how he read it. Because Sayyidah Aisha, his wife, so she did see that. So let's make it also what? A habit. Before we go to bed, make sure you sleep with wudu. Inshallah, Ya Rabbi Ameen. And then on your right side. And then before you actually, there's that he used to even like pad and clean his bed. And then you are in bed. Put them together, your two hands, read them, add to it, قل هو الله أحد, will be 2 minutes and a half, right? And then wipe all your body, it's a protection. Because you are seeking refuge in Allah from every evil that exists in His creation. You have no idea, you don't have any idea, or me or us, what evil is there, out there, human, jinn, and animals. We don't. I'm seeking refuge in the one who knows where is the evil and the only one who can protect me. Why it was revealed? Does anyone know? Do you know that there was magic done against the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Now everybody will be awake now. Yes, it was. Right? And it was actually a man. His name is Lubayd. And he was a Jewish man. Lubayd ibn al-A'asam in Medina. And some narration says they were, his daughters did it. And some says it was him, right? And basically that Sayyidah Aisha reported, he was, the magic was in what?
In the well.
I'm sorry?
In a well.
They found it in the well. But what did he use or they used? Did you read did anybody? Yes, please.
The comb.
And what was in the comb? Hair. So there was hair, and there was comb, and there was three things.
Knots.
And there were knots, exactly, right? So there was a comb, and there was hair stuck in the comb. That's what he found in the well, right? And the skin of palm tree. There was three things in it. Who told him about it? Yes, he told Sayyidah Aisha, he felt he is not his normal. There's something not right about him. And some says he used to do things and he forget of dunya things, not from religion. And then he said to Sayyidah Aisha, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me what is going on with me. And this is something we all need to learn. Yes, we are not a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We need to learn to what? Turn to Allah in everything. Anything, ask him. Don't say he's not gonna, who am I? Yes, who am I for sure, but he's Allah. So he said to her, I felt that there is something not right about me. فَاسْتَفْتَيْتُ رَبِّي فَأَفْتَانِي. I asked Allah to show me, and he showed me. Two men came to me, one on my head and one on my leg, and they were talking. And the one, the head, if I remember well, was talking to the one that is next to his leg. He was seeing them, but he didn't know what it is. And he said, what is wrong with this man? The one in the leg said, magic had happened to him. And he said, where is that? And then they said, the skin, the comb, the hair, and the skin of the tree. And where is it? He said, fi thawban, or it's a place far, where some Jewish tribes used to live. And he went there and he took it. And in another verse, there was this al-uqad, 11 knots were there, because that's what min sharri nafathati fil uqad. There were knots, and they said the two daughters have blown into this. So this was revealed because, so yes, magic. Now everybody is going to tell me everything happens to you is magic. No. Magic is true, is there, but don't blame everything on magic to the point where you get, come on guys, there has to be something else, right? I mean, some people really is like obsessed with this, but we cannot deny it also. We are ummah what? Wasata. We are a nation in the middle. Yes, it is. It's there. It's in the Quran. There's verses in the Quran about it, including this one, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and we believe in this. But that doesn't mean everything not good happens to me because somebody had did magic against me. And I hear this so frequent, I was like, okay, bismillah, let's take it step by step. طيب. So basically what Allah is telling him, قُلْ, meaning, Ya Rasulullah, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, seek refuge in the Lord who had broke up things, including the dawn. Right. Before this was revealed, and this is another hadith. I told you there was so many hadiths about this. Subhanallah. Al-Tirmidhi, he said, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudari, qala, kana Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, kana yata'awad. He used to seek refuge from the followings. يتعود من عين الجان, from the evil eye of the jinn. ومن عين الإنس, the evil eye of the human. فلما نزلت, I'm sorry, سورة المعوذتين, when قل أعوذ, the both was revealed, he stopped saying this. He just only say these two chapters in the Quran. So even if you think that there is magic, use it. Say it with the most important thing is when you use Quran for ruqya, when you use Quran for cure, what is the most important thing in it? You believe it cures. Not let me try. You know, somebody told me, I've tried everything, didn't work. Let's see if it's going to work. This is not how it should be. As you say it and you know it will work. You know Allah is hearing you. You know Allah is the one who will be able to cure whatever eye on you have. So remember this. Yes, ruqya, which basic ruqya is cured with the Quran, is absolutely part of my religion. But how many of us use it? How many of us? We run to this and this and that, or alternative medicine. That's okay. That's also creation of Allah. But how many of us truly, when you have anything, including headache, that you really use Quran for cure? And it should be, because I have it. Subhanallah, if you don't know how to say it, you know what? Khalas, put the reciter and let him read it. And I'll share with you a couple of the things about this. Rasulullah, now listen to this. Kana Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, idha ishtaka, whenever he feels sick. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what did you think he did? Number one, يَقْرَأُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بِالْمُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ, he reads the two quls on himself. وَيَنْخُثْ, meaning, فَلَمَّا اشْتَدَّ وَجَعَهُ, now Sayyidah Aisha is saying, when he really became sick, meaning the last sickness that he passed, عليه الصلاة والسلام, she said, he couldn't read it anymore, I used to read it. وَأَمْسَحُ بِيَدِي عَلَيْهِ رَجَاءَ بَرَكَتِهِمَا, and I used to read it, and then I wipe his body after I read it. Use Quran, ladies. Use Quran. And the best person to do ruqya to you is who? You. You. Don't ask people to read it for you. The best ruqya is you, because you are the one who is feeling whatever you are feeling. And I'm talking about the two kind of illness a human being can go through. Physical illness and mental illness, because both are illnesses. And just put it, read it, and you have like this yaqeen, this certainty in it, that these are definitely a cure. So three things, as I said to you in the beginning, there's three things. He said, general, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I seek refuge from the Lord of the who broke up everything in this world. من شر ما خلق, from the evil in what he created. He didn't create evil per se, but there was evil in human beings. And it's my choice and yours to use this evil or fight this evil. And then the three things, darkness in the night, meaning I'm alone in the house and I'm scared. You read it, right? You get lost. Read it. Anytime you feel, especially in the night, and they say, why the night? Why didn't he say during the day? Because most of the dangers are in the night, right? When does thieves usually attack homes in general? Usually in the night. You say, wow, can you imagine? It was in the middle of the day, which is not the usual, right? Animals, most of the scary animals, like we live in a city where, what's the most one we see? Coyotes. When does the coyotes comes out? Usually after sunset, right? And they are very active when dawn time. If you walk in parks and you see signs, it says be careful at that time. So usually the night, scary, right? If at any day you go in the night, right, and drive or stand by the ocean, most scary thing. Right? Especially if the tides are high and you hear the voice or the sound. It's scary. أعوذ برب الفلق. So darkness is number one. Evil, we talked, magic, we talked about it. And the people who does magic. If at any point you feel uncomfortable around someone, then some people, they have this evil eye, then I'm going to teach you a couple of the dua that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. He said, number one, and he said, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, كان الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يعوذ الحسن والحسين. He used to read to protect الحسن والحسين, his two grandchildren, right? They were very beautiful, especially الحسن. That's why his name is الحسن. It was very beautiful. So you get, and they are the grandchildren of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and the father is Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, the mother is Fatima. So he was worried, and he wanted to protect them. That's nothing wrong with that. That's for all of us, right? And he used to say, أعيذكما بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان ولام ومن كل من شيطان وهام ومن كل عين لام. He used to say this dua. أعيذكما, I seek refuge in Allah for protection. You too. بكلمات الله التامة, the perfect words of Allah. From what? What are you worried about them? من كل شيطان وهام. From every evil, whether through shaitan or through anything else. ومن كل عين لام, and from every evil eye. Say it. Say it. You are worried. This may be, right? Instead of talking to this person or that person, just say it. Even if you have this uncomfortable feeling, don't say it to anybody. Just you say it. And by the way, sometimes the worst person to have an evil eye is who? Is you. Is me on me. I mean it. And that's why you have to say this, right? You don't mean it. By the way, many people don't mean it. I mean, yeah, there is some, but in general, some people, their eye, and so it's sleep, it will attack. And most of the time it is you or me. Whatever I think, it's, this is beautiful. Oh, so always make this dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهم ومن كل عين لام. I think it is in Husn al-Muslim. I'm sure it is. Yes, so you will find it there. Now, four, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, is during sickness. Because I don't think many of us use them for sickness. And this is a couple of them, right? And he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to get sick before the last day, إذا اشتكى, Jibreel used to come and do ruqya for him. And he used to say, Bismillahi arqik min kulli shay'in yu'dhik, wallahu yushfik. It's beautiful, of course, it rhymes. I seek refuge. By the name of Allah, I will do ruqya for you. Meaning, I am asking Allah to cure you from anything that will hurt you. من كل شيء يؤذيك. Anything. والله يشفيك. And Allah is the one who cures. He used to say this till كان الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام till this was revealed. When this was revealed, this is what he used to say. Couple of du'as. Do you know any du'a that you say to yourself when you are sick or when you visit someone who's sick? Anybody? Don't say it to me, but you all know a du'a, a supplication. Show me hands if you know. When, okay, well, that's less than 50%. I'm glad I'm saying this, right? Memorize at least one. At least one. You don't know anything? Ya Allah, please cure them. You are the only one who cures. Who had the most common one? Hada. Allahumma zawil ba'as, rabbin nas, ashfi wa anta ash-shafi. Ya Allah, remove the illness. You are the Lord of the people. Ashfi, cure, wa anta ash-shafi. You are the one who cures. Others, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, yu'allimuna min al-awja'i kulliha wal-humma hadha ad-du'a. Whenever we are in pain or we have fever, he used to teach us to say, Bismillah al-Kareem, by the name of Allah, the Honorable, A'udhu billahi al-Azim, I seek refuge in thee, again, great, honorable Allah, min sharri kulli irqin wa min sharri harri nar, from the pain or the evil of every irq. Irq is the blood or the veins in me, and from the heat of the hellfire. See, yani what I want you to go home with today is don't underestimate what we already don't know the value of, which is the two quls. It is not just because it's the end of the Quran short we have to memorize. A lot of virtues. Protect yourself from evil by the Quran. One, learn to ask Allah when you're sick. You do ruqya for yourself. Wherever it hurts, you put your right hand on that place. And say, which all of you know, is Al-Fatiha. Fatiha, it's a Shafi'a, one of the names of it, is the cure. Or this dua. You don't know anything, Ya Allah, please cure me. You're the only one who can cure. Stomachache, fever, whatever, headache, anything, right? And he says, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, Uthman ibn al-As, a sahabi, said, I came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and I was in pain. And the pain almost crippled me. قَدْ كَانَ يُبْطِلُونِ فَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He saw him. اِجْعَلْ يَدَكَ الْيُمْنَى عَلَيْهِ. Put your right hand on where it hurts. Whatever. وَقُلْ. And say. Same concept. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. Always you say the name of Allah. أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ وَأُحَاذِرُ. I seek refuge in Allah and His might from what I am feeling and what's the pain I have. Again, memorize the meaning of it. Even say it in your own language. I mean, perfect if you can say it the way Rasul said it, but say it in your language. The most important thing is your yaqeen, certainty that Allah is listening and Allah is able, right? And the last thing I will end up is Sayyida Aisha also, she said, when he was sick, Rasul he reads these three, قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس, and he blew it in his hand and then he touched the place that hurts. So what we are going to be taking home with us today is the following: don't underestimate what Allah gave us in the Quran. It's so sad that I'm talking about myself, not anybody here, is that we really don't know the value of the Quran. We know it's the Quran, but we really don't know the gems inside the Quran. And especially the simple ones that we all know. And when you teach your children, don't just teach them to memorize it. Especially in the beginning. Teach them what they are learning. Right? Like all of you now, you all knew قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Did you know what I just shared with you in the last 15 minutes? Right. Did it change your way looking at قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ? That's the point. Because when you teach a child or you teach anyone learning about the Quran, do you know what you are learning? Do you know what's the value of this? They will look at it differently. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabbi, ameen, teach us what is beneficial for us. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practice what we are learning. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the time that's coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anytime time changes, right? Yes, we do not we celebrate or we don't celebrate. This is not the issue. But these times when they change, it's a reminder for us, right? When people are celebrating New Year, they let them celebrate. But what do we learn from it? I was like, haram, don't say that. I'm not celebrating. It's a reminder. Do you know what it reminds me, number one? I'm closer to my grave. Regardless of my age, right? Still, I'm closer, right? Second, what did I do in the last year? You know, the New Year resolution everyone talks about? Fine. For me, I need a New Year resolution, but with Allah and for my akhir. And third is look back, evaluate the year. You've seen that you've changed, you've learned, you're better. Alhamdulillah. If not, don't despair because He showed you. Anytime you see your shortcomings or I see my shortcomings, don't get upset. It's ni'mah. It's a blessing that He's showing me what I need to change, because if I don't know it, I'm not going to change. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see the value of the time that we are still living. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make next year better than the last year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all the sufferings of everybody in this world. Ya Rabbi Ameen, put barakah. Ya Rabbi Ameen, jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad.